This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's see if we got Bill Bowling back with us. Lieutenant Governor?
Hey, Coy, how are you?
What a great connection. That's perfect. How are you?
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah,
sorry about that. We're up here in Northern Virginia today, and I think we had a bad line there to start with.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Hey, let me ask you your thoughts about the results of the primaries this week.
Well, I'm glad to have them behind us. You know, these inter-party skirmishes are never easy, and we had some great candidates running, but the voters have spoken, and I think all across the state we've nominated a great slate of candidates. And right there, of course, in your backyard in the 5th Congressional District, Senator Robert Hurt from down in Chatham, I think is going to be a great candidate. And I think when the voters see the differences between Senator Hurt and their current congressman, who's been a part of the programs of the last 2 years that have really gotten the country on the wrong track, I think Robert Hurt's going to be the next congressman from the 5th District.
Clearly, out of the gate, he is the favored, especially in the 5th District, which is a largely Republican district. But let me ask you this. Yesterday, we were talking with Quentin Kidd, who is director of government, of course, down at Christopher Newport University, one of the top political scientists studying Virginia politics. And he said that the challenge that Hurt might have, if any, at this point, is going to be the same challenge McCain had when McCain was running for president, is trying to whip up the support of the Tea Party base or the far right that didn't vote for him, while at the same time running to the middle to get and being the moderate candidate in the general election and getting that big bubble of independent voters in the middle proved very difficult for McCain. Do you think that is a challenge that Hurt might have in the 5th District, or is Quentin sort of blowing that out of proportion? And if it is a challenge, how do you think he does that?
Well, no, I think Robert's going to do fine with the base of the Republican Party. Conservative Republicans across the 5th District, I think, will be energized and excited behind Robert's candidacy. I think those folks who are out there right now engaged in the Tea Party movement, some of them are Republicans, some of them are Libertarians, some of them are Independents, some of them are conservative Democrats. I think they're going to get behind Robert because they understand the big differences between Robert Hurt and your incumbent congressman. And then I think there's just going to be a lot of independent voters and a lot of conservative Democrat voters who believe we need a change in Washington to get the country back on the right track. And, Congressman Perriello, who is a very nice fellow, you know, I've met him a number of times, and personally I think he's a very nice and likable guy. But he's a part of the Obama-Pelosi team that has gotten the country on the wrong track. He's a part of that team that believes in intrusive government. He's a part of the team that believes in high taxes, excessive spending, out-of-control debt, which really jeopardizes the financial security of our country. These are the things voters are concerned about today, and I think on all of these critical issues, Congressman Perriello has been on the wrong side of those issues. He's a part of the problem right now in Washington, D.C. And if you want to get the country back on the right track, you've got to change Congress. On November 2nd, we have a chance to change Congress, and that's going to start in the 5th District. If we can win that 5th District race and elect Robert Hurt to the Congress, win some other very competitive races that we have in districts all across Virginia and the country, that's how we change Congress, and it's going to require that change in Congress to get the country back on the right track.
We're talking with Bill Bowling. He's Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. The phone lines are open, of course, at 977-1070. When Virgil Goode was the incumbent running against Perriello, his strategy was almost these personal attacks that I think everybody who was watching the race has concluded that they backfired. But now, Hurt running against Perriello, if I hear you right, his strategy is not going to be so much a personal, he's not one of us kind of attacks, but really running against him as representative of the Obama administration and Pelosi's leadership and some of the recent policies in Washington.
Well, I think, I don't think negative personal attacks work in political campaigns. I think people are just tired of that. You know, I think what Governor McDonnell and I showed in 2009 is that as Republicans, we need to offer a positive vision for the future. We need to talk about where we stand on the important issues facing the country and contrast that with where our opponents stand. And if you give voters that type of a clear policy choice, I think that more often than not, they're going to vote for our team because we have the right vision for the future of the country. So, you know, my hope would be that in the 5th District, I don't think this is a personal campaign. I don't think it's a campaign between a good guy and a bad guy. You know, I don't view politics that way. You know, as I've already said, I think personally Congressman Perriello is a fine guy. In the interactions I've had with him over the last couple of years, I've enjoyed meeting him and working with him on a personal level. The campaign's about policy choices. You know, the country is on the wrong track. I think people all across America today are concerned about the future of our country. They're concerned about the role of government in their lives, which has become incredibly more intrusive in the last couple of years. They're concerned about the economy and, you know, getting the economy moving again and putting people back to work. They know we do that by cutting taxes, not raising taxes, reducing regulation, not imposing more regulation. And they're concerned about this out-of-control government spending and the debt that it's producing, which jeopardizes the financial security of our country and the financial security of our kids and our grandkids. Are going to have to pay the debt back. So, you know, the way that I look at this campaign very simply is that, you know, Congressman Perriello has been a part of the problem in Washington for the last 2 years. He's a part of the team that has embraced these misguided policies and gotten the country off on the wrong track. To get America back on the right track, we have to change Washington, and the people of the 5th District can do their part to change Washington on November 2nd by electing Robert Hertz. So I think it's a policy-driven debate, a policy-driven campaign about the future of the country, not a personal debate about, you know, which guy's a good guy or which guy's a bad guy. You know, we don't need to talk about that stuff. We just need to talk about policy because we'll win that debate.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, and Tim is on the line in Charlottesville. Tim, thanks for joining the program. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the primary results. I listened to Clinton yesterday speaking on there, and as a voter in the 5th District primary on Tuesday, I actually voted for Ken Boyd, and I know Ken Boyd, and I've met him a couple different times, and I knew that Hurt was probably going to win. So sometimes in a primary situation like that, if I know I'm supporting a candidate who's probably not going to win, I will sometimes vote for that person just so that there's not a sense of entitlement, let's say, for the guy who's the favorite candidate. You know, in this instance, you know, Clinton mentioned yesterday that less than half of the people voted for Mr. Hurt, and I think that's a good sign for him that he still has some work to do so that he doesn't, you know, conduct a lazy campaign, because I would like to see Tom Perriello unseated in the fall, and I think it was, you know, he should take that as a challenge to himself to say there are still people that I have to convince that I'm the right person to win this election.
Tim, great point. Thank you for the call. We got about a minute left. Lieutenant Governor, you want to respond to that?
Well, no, I think that's I think it's a very fair observation. You know, I know Ken Boyd. Ken's a friend of mine. Ken and I have worked together in state and local government, and you know, Ken, I thought was a great candidate as well. But I also know Ken well enough to know that he's going to be out there now supporting our nominee, Robert Hurt, because he understands how important winning this race is to changing Washington. You know, Robert, I think, is going to be a very strong candidate. He's going to work very hard. He has very solid principles that enable him to energize the base of our party. But also, I think he has a record that enables him to reach out to independent voters and conservative Democrats who feel that their party has kind of left them behind. So, yeah, I think Robert's going to be a great candidate. We couldn't have nominated anybody any better in the 5th District. I look forward to getting into the 5th District as much as possible to campaign with Robert, to contrast our vision for the future of the country with that of our opponents. And I think Robert has a great chance to win on November 2nd, and we're looking forward to hopefully celebrating that victory with him.
He is Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Bill Bowling. Thank you, sir, so much for joining us.
Thanks, Coy. See you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.